Lord, give me patience. Right now. There's more than humor in this prayer of the impatient person. For most of us are often less than patient in waiting for God's answers to our prayers. But such a spirit certainly does not reflect a confident trust in God's wisdom, love, and power. But there is a cure for impatience in prayer. The writer of Psalm 130 found it, and so can you. Rest your heart on these facts. You neither asked for nor deserved it, but God, in an act of strongest love, sent his Son Jesus so that you might have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. In his mercy, God met your greatest need in his own way and his own time. On that utterly dependable mercy of the Lord, we are utterly dependent. How inappropriate for anyone to demand instant action. When we pray, rather, let us, trusting in Jesus and his sacrifice, say, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In his word I hope.